is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul.
Next on News for the Soul, Divine Truth with Joanne. Joanne is passionate about living her purpose as a wellness and lifestyle transformation coach by inspiring people to fulfill their dreams, live a healthy lifestyle, transform and thrive. In her 20 years experience in the personal growth industry, she has empowered thousands of people to achieve greatness. Her intuition guides her to get to the cause of what is holding her clients back, clear it, and coach them to create their life desires. Please welcome Joanne back to News for the Soul.
Hello, everyone. I am so happy to be here with all of you today. I hope you're having a great day. I am at a conference today, actually, and it's a pretty amazing personal growth conference for kind of high-level advancement to consciousness, which I'm so excited to be here. And kind of inspiring for me to have my topic today, actually. And I'm all about divine truths and sharing divine truths with you. And I've been spending a lot of time on gemstones because that is one of the things that I do. It's my passion. I've been doing it for quite a long time. This is my second business in it. And I love sharing the information on stones and how to use them for you, for your benefit. And today I want to continue on with something a little different. My topic was everything is energy, and talking about how everything that is energy impacts you and impacts your energy. Nikola Tesla said, if you want to understand the universe, think in terms of frequency, energy, and vibration. And that's who we really are. So I want to spend a little bit of time on that today. And I also have a question from last time that it came in at the end and I did not see it. So I'd like to answer that too. I was talking about health and food and the impact food has on your energy, because food is life force, but it is energy. And either we're eating dead food, which means it's processed and all the minerals and vitamins are stripped from it. We get nothing from it when we eat packaged foods or when we eat food that's highly heated and cooked, because we're really designed to eat raw food, you know, to eat things like, you know, mangoes and blueberries and spinach, lettuce and arugula and cucumbers and things like that that are just right off the vine, right off the plant. And yet we as civilization over time found ways to do things to our food that tastes good, but it takes away the nutritional value of the food. So it's always good to every day make sure that you're having something that's live, meaning that it's not cooked. So something like a fresh pressed juice, or have a nice salad with a variety of maybe chopped vegetables or lettuces and maybe some great olive oil and some lemon juice or things like that, and pink salt, and have something like that. Or, you know, have something that maybe steamed vegetables with a beautiful salad of some kind, or maybe some grains if you can eat grains and things like that. It's really important for you to do that, because that'll feed you high energy. And you want to be high energy, you got to feed your body high energy. So we are divine beings. You know, we are spirit beings. We are all about energy. But we don't, in traditional health, it's not addressed. You know, nobody talks about energy. Or people say, geez, I don't have enough energy, I'd like to get more energy. And it's never addressed. It's like, well, take this pill and take this pill and take this pill. Or take this from go to the store and just take this off the shelf. And, you know, this is going to fix you. But it's not, because it's not energy. It's toxic, and it's putting toxins in your body. So that's not our solution. Our solution is to live in alignment with divine consciousness, which is everything that is created for us is on this planet, and it comes from nature. So the closer you get to nature and what you're eating, the more you are feeding yourself live energy. So just kind of think about that every day. It's like, what can you add to your food intake that is live? I grow microgreens on my counter in my kitchen, and I get these fresh microgreens and I just snip them off and I stick them in my smoothie, or I put them in my salad, and then I'm getting this high vibration. Because, you know, they took that, I think it's called Krillian photography, and they've actually seen how the vibration and the aura of the food is different when it's highly heated versus raw, or when it's been picked 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, like most of our stuff is when it's, you know, in a grocery store. And by the time we get it, it's kind of stripped of the nutrients. And it shows it in the photography. So it's important. So if you're on your path and you are really committed to your personal growth and your spiritual consciousness and actually being in alignment with divine consciousness and being the spirit being that you are, the divine spirit being that you are, and understanding that you are energy and it's important for you to feed yourself energy and use your energy. And one of the other things that I love to do is I am a mind-body-spirit coach. So I started in wellness, and that's where my background started, with doing energy testing, testing your meridians to see what's going on with your liver, your gallbladder, your thyroid, your lungs, your heart. And it's not, I'm not a doctor, and so I don't diagnose illnesses, and I don't recommend any medications because I don't really know anything about medications. But what I know is, as an applied kinesiologist, is it's all about energy. And so your energy is either off or it's imbalanced. So every organ and gland was designed at a different frequency to be at a different frequency. So it's running in perfection when it's at that frequency. And when it's not at that frequency, it's just out of balance. That's the verbiage I use, is out of balance. I don't label it as you're sick or anything. It's you're just out of balance. You just got to get in alignment. You got to raise your frequency. You know, raise your frequency of that organ and gland. And it's easy to do that, you know, when you know what's going on and how your body works, you know. So it's like feed it nutrients, feed it minerals, feed it trace minerals, feed it herbs. Herbs are a gift from God, you know, because they're so medicinal. And if you look into natural health books, you'll find a lot of things about rosemary and oregano. And oregano oil is amazing. And things like thyme and basil and sage, and how wonderful it is. Like sage is very purifying. And sage is very purifying, and it's good for you to use to clean your stones and things like that. So it's wonderful for you to get kind of tapped in to all of that. And so that you can understand a little bit more about what your body needs. The other thing that I love to do is I'm also mind, body, spirit, as I said. So outside of the wellness and recommending different foods for people and herbs for people and things like that, I also work on the mindset. So I help people clear blocks and clear things that are in their way. And that's what really this training that I'm at this week is all about. It's about you being conscious and you being aware of your thoughts, of your feelings, of your beliefs, of your patterns, of your programs, so that you can understand yourself. So know thyself and know what you're all about with your mind, because it's so powerful. And it's the connection between your spirit and your physical body, and using your mindset for the right purposes, it's going to make a difference in your life. And so we come into this world right connected to the divine. And then when we go through the birthing canal and we're at the hospital, we start collecting all of these feelings and emotions and patterns and programs and beliefs that are passed along to us energetically. And you get it from the mom, you get it from the dad, especially from the mom when you're still a fetus, and all of that just goes right to you. So you pick up all of these things that are not necessarily true. They're not true beliefs. They're false. They're dysfunctional. They don't necessarily align with divine consciousness. And that's how you run the show for the rest of your life. All of these things that happen to you in childhood and traumas and things you've been told, and that's how you run the show. And you make all your decisions based on that. So I help people clear these. And I say clear, it's like more you release them from where they're stuck within your physical body, within the organs and glands. They're stuck in the liver, and then there's fear in the kidneys, and there's anger in the liver, and there's resentment in the gallbladder, and there's grief in the lungs, and rejection in the heart. And we hold all of these things, and then it creates this imbalance, which if not addressed, leads to disease and illnesses. So it all starts with the mindset. You know, it's kind of odd because nobody ever thought that, right? You never were taught that. You're never taught about epigenetics and your family lineage impacts you and the way you do things, and then that becomes your modus of apparatus. You know, that's how you go through life. And clearing that is so important. So I'm going to spend a little time on that and answer any questions. So if you want to have any questions for me to answer, I'd be really happy to answer any questions as well. And I'll keep checking my computer to see if anything comes up with helping you maybe understand a little bit more about your mindset. But your mindset is so powerful. You know, you could change your life by your changing your beliefs to the truth and divine truth, and you could change your lifestyle in the things that you read and the things you listen to. And, you know, listening to the news is going to give you a different outcome in your mindset than if you listen to positive personal growth and read books, books like The Magic of Thinking Big, The Magic of Believing, books like Ask and It Is Given, As a Man Thinketh, books like that, Think and Grow Rich, The Law of Success and 16 Lessons. There's all these beautiful books out there. There's a lot of beautiful audios out there and different training that's positive. And we listen to news that tells us that all these bad things are happening and all of these germs are going to get us and the economy's crashing and all this other stuff and, you know, yada, 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 yada. And we listen to that, and that becomes our reality because we keep putting energy on it. So we got to really think about how we created to be. You know, the divine created us. We are perfection because we're the manifestation of the divine. So we are perfect in every way. And yet we're told we're not perfect. We're told in school we're not perfect. We're told all these bad things about what's going on in the world and all this nonsense kind of stuff. It's nothing to do with who we really are or how to have a beautiful life and how to take care of our environment and how to take care of our planet and how to eat good foods and how to have a really powerful mindset, you know, and things like that. So we're not focused on those things and not focused on how beautiful life really is. And this planet is wonderful and everything is so beautiful, but we don't focus on that. You know, we're focusing on, again, all this negativity. And if you listen to the news, it ought to just really wake you up, because it's always doom and gloom and all the badness in the earth going on in the planet and all the destruction and all of these things versus the kindness that people share or the beautiful foods that are out there for us or how to make good food. You know, wait, wouldn't it be wonderful if people learned how to make food that's actually healing and that actually is good for your body instead of grabbing, you know, a bag of something off a shelf that's highly fried and heated and got all kinds of chemicals in it. So, you know, read ingredients. Look at your ingredient list before you buy anything. Look at your ingredient list. Look to see what's in it. And then when you see what's in it, just do a search and find out what that is. If it's something that sounds like a chemical, it is, so look it up. And do you want to put a chemical in your body? And why would we want to put a chemical in our body? Why would we want to put enriched flour in our body? Why would we want to put anything that is sprayed with pesticides in our body? If it kills a bug, why would we eat it? You're saying, well, there's a difference in size. Okay, but how much of that product that's sprayed with a pesticide do you eat over the span of your lifetime? So it's a cumulative effect. And if you keep adding that to your diet, you're not just putting a little spray in. And if you ever saw how they spray your food, you would realize it's not just a little squirt here and a little squirt there. We're talking planes coming in and spraying the food. We're talking creating fogs of pesticides that is on your food and is in the environment as well. And they have done studies where when a little baby is born and they look at the umbilical cord, they found pesticides in the umbilical cord. So apparently from that, it's passed along to the baby, but it's in the cord. So now we're talking that it's actually in our bodies, in our cells, and feeding ourselves toxic poisons. So you have to kind of understand all of this. And there's so many different ways you can go with this as well with health. But start by reading labels. I think it's very telling. It's also very telling to know that not every ingredient has to be on the label. This is kind of eye-opening, you know, when you think about it. It's like, okay, so you're saying that if there's bad things in my food now on this label, that there's other things that are not on the label, and it's allowed. Our Congress votes on all these bills that they're told to vote on by the lobbyists, and the lobbyists feed them all this money, and then they vote accordingly, and they pass these bills that allow these legislators to say, well, we don't need to put all this stuff in on our label. You don't need to know this kind of stuff. It's not necessary. And people buy into that. Oh, yeah, I don't need to know this. I'm just going to trust everybody. Well, you know what? Do your own homework. Do your own research. Be your own advocate. Take responsibility. Be 100% conscious and aware of everything you put in your body. Look at water. You know, there's fluoride in water in most municipalities all over the world. So if you're drinking fluoride, you're drinking chlorine, bleach. And is that going to be good for you? And people soak themselves in their bathtub with this. They boil their water for pasta and coffee and tea with all of these pesticides that are sprayed on the stuff. And they don't think anything of the fluoride in addition. And they don't think of, you know, there's all kinds of drugs that are in the water too from elimination of people. And there's all kinds of, you know, toxic things as well, and metals, heavy metals. And so people are drinking this stuff and not even thinking about it. And then they buy bottled water thinking that's good. And then they found out that bottled water is basically tap water and it's not even purified that well. So you got to be aware, you know, it's like take responsibility. And it's funny because I've been a professional in wellness for, oh gosh, 15 years or so, but I've been unprofessional, you know, which is kind of a dangerous position when you're unprofessional and you do a lot of research and then you're telling everybody about health. And I've been doing that for, you know, so long. I can't even remember when I wasn't doing that and telling people about stuff. And they just kind of look at me, you know, it's like, you know, you got fluoride in that water and that fluoride is impacting your thyroid and it's causing all these issues in your body because it's a toxin. And they look at me like I'm crazy. And it's like, okay, but did you ever research it? You know, like, oh no, you didn't research it, but you think that when someone's telling you the truth, they're crazy. Well, do your research, you know, and don't listen to anybody in particular unless you've researched it too. So if I'm saying something, why don't you research it too and see if I'm even telling you the truth, you know, because there's a lot of people that are not telling you the truth because they have a lot of gain from not telling you the truth because it's, you know, the corporations are making all this money off of people. So you gotta really understand all of this and start taking personal responsibility because when you do, it'll make a difference. See, I didn't take personal responsibility always. I was not that way. You know, I didn't know anything about food. My parents didn't teach me anything about food. So as a typical teenager, I was eating bags of pretzels every day. I was very skinny, so it did never impact me, my weight. But I was eating, you know, carbohydrates. I was eating pretzels with salt on it all the time. And I was eating candy all the time. And I was eating cake all the time. And I was getting a pastry every day, you know, after school. And I was eating all those sweets. I had a sugar addiction. And I wasn't really eating properly. And then it impacted me. You know, it was one day I was, my job right out of college. I was stressed. I was rushed. And I was in corporate America climbing the ladder. And I just grabbed, didn't drink soda much, but all I could find in this little place I stopped at was soda and a hot pretzel. So I had that, and it just stressed me out with all the other stressed my body and stressed my mind. And I was a basket case, and so I ended up going to the hospital because I thought I was having a heart attack, and it was an anxiety attack. And that was my first wake-up call. So I started learning about food, and I had to change my diet because I also had a blood test, and I was told that I was hypoglycemic, which is my sugar was out of balance. And I didn't eat enough food, and I didn't eat the right foods, and I didn't eat you know, the nutrients. I was eating carbohydrates, which were basically nothing, and I was getting dizzy, and so I had to eat three meals a day, and I had to eat, you know, good food. I was not really allowed to eat carbohydrates as my food. I was to eat vegetables and have, you know, good meats and things like that. And even though my mom was a really great cook and we always had really high quality stuff, I was eating a lot of candy and sugar and stuff like that. And I didn't eat enough food. I was rushed when I was in my corporate days. And so it impacted me. So that was my turning point, that I said, okay, I gotta research everything. I gotta look at labels. I gotta eat the right foods. I had stomach issues as well, gut issues. And I said to the guy who wanted to give me drugs, and I took them once, and I was like, this is awful. It's harming me, and I don't feel good, and I'm going to take it. So I said to him, what else can I do? And he said, eat broccoli, eat fiber. And I was like, okay, are you telling me that this is a simple thing I could do, and then you're giving me a drug instead? I said, I'll take the broccoli. So then I started making broccoli all the time, and then broccoli was my friend. I was loving broccoli. And anyway, then that led to another thing and another thing and another thing. And I started expanding my consciousness and my awareness about food. And I love to cook. I'm an excellent cook. And so I was making beautiful foods. And then I just didn't know a lot about it. And then I started to. And then I was, it makes a difference when you have high quality meat from an animal that's not tortured and not on industrial farms and is eating grass. It makes a difference. And it was like, wow, chicken tastes differently, or eggs are different when they are free range and roaming around and eating worms. And their eggs, the egg yolks are really orange instead of being this pale yellow. And everything was different, you know. And then I was 100% organic, and I was never buying anything that was non-organic. And to this day, I'm organic. And, you know, I go out to a restaurant, and it's hope for the best. But I don't get stressed over it because I'm eating 99% of what I eat is good food. And I grow a garden. I'm so into food on the extreme end that I grow a garden and I eat out of my garden. So I have all this great nutrition that's live. I cut it. I eat it. I cut my lettuces and I make them into a salad. I cut my cucumbers and I do that. I make my own hummus. I do my own juices. I make my own smoothies. I'm into food now in a very healthy way. And so now everything I do is very healthy foods. And I learned how to take these foods that I love and make them healthier. And so when I have a lot of people over in my house, and I have parties and dinner parties and I have house guests and stuff, you know, I treat them these foods and they're all like, oh my God, this is the most amazing thing I've ever eaten. And I can't believe this. And this is healthy. I'm like, yeah, because we're supposed to be eating healthy, and healthy food is good. But, you know, over time, they industrialize the food, and now it's kind of weaponized because it's so toxic. And people, you know, manufacturers are putting sugar in things. But you really read labels. And if you looked at labels like things that we give kids, it's actually really, it's criminal that we give kids these kinds of foods and these ingredients. Just look at stuff like cereals. Look at the labels. And just look at everything. Look at labels now, and then you'll see. And we could change that because it's up to us to change it, you know. Just so you know, legislators are not going to change this because they're too happy making money from the lobbyists, and they're not going to change things. So who's going to change things? We are. We got to be the ones to change things. We got to be the ones to step up because our food is too important to us in this life not to take a stand and not to be the influencers and the change makers of this world. We got to do it. Feed yourself. Everything you put in your body feeds yourself nutrition. And you want to make sure that you have nutrition because there's too much illness on this planet. If you look at the statistics of illness, it's pretty high. And it stems from food, toxins, and toxic beliefs and thoughts and stress. That's what it is. It's very simple. It all, stress, environmental toxins, poisons that we put in our body, and no nutrition and poor nutrition literally leads to illness and disease over time. And it's just very simple. If we just stepped up and stepped into our power and created a healthier planet for us. And then the mindset part of it is so important, you know, and it's one of those things that is not talked about. And it happens over time. You know, you are told in school what to do, and you're told, you know, you got to be, you have your grades, and you're on a ranking system, and you're compared to other people, and you don't think you're good enough, and you're smart enough, and you're basically told not yet to say anything and ask for permission, and being told what to do and how to live your life. And then, you know, your work environment is the same. You're just a slave. You're just doing the work and told what to do, and nobody has any say-so anymore of their life. And so you just go through life, you know, just punching the clock and going home from work and making dinner and sitting on the couch and watching TV and watching the news and listening to how bad the world is, and then occasionally going to, you know, concerts and sporting events and things like that. And it's not who we are. It's not how we were designed to be. You know, go out in nature and watch the beautiful movie in nature. You don't need to go to the movie theater and watch some movie that is basically programming you and has negativity in it. You can watch a beautiful nature live, a movie in nature. You know, you can get on your bike, you can walk, you can spend time in nature, being mindful, being present, being in present time consciousness, and really tap into the energy of nature. If you go into nature, once you go into the forest, I live by the forest preserve, we call them. And it's beautiful because I have deer that are my friends, and I see my deer every day, and I see the bunnies, and I see the skunks, and I see all this little wildlife, woodpeckers, and I live just outside the city. It's kind of interesting. People think I live in the rural area, but I live off the forest preserve, and so there's all beautiful nature in the forest preserve. And I walk, I ride my bike, I go in nature, and I connect and I tap into nature. And when I go into the forest, it's as if you're in a different world. You could feel the energy of total peace, total serenity, and tranquility. And you may hear traffic, you may hear sounds, but when you're there, it's not like they're there. They're almost outside of where you are, in another place, in another space. It's so peaceful. It's so calming. So if you ever get stressed out over life, just go into the forest. Take a drive to the forest and hug a tree, maybe lean against a tree, take your shoes and socks off, ground yourself in nature. And when you ground yourself without your shoes and socks on, you're going to find that the bottom of your feet have two areas where they're like detox areas, and you can also take in energy. And when you stand in nature barefoot, you're eliminating toxins, toxic thoughts and toxins and chemicals and toxins. And you are taking in also beautiful energy from the environment, from the earth, and from the crystalline grid. And you're taking in these beautiful energies that are healing energies. And there's a movie out there called Earthing, and it's a documentary. And I highly suggest that you watch it, because it'll tell you so many wonderful things about earthing and grounding yourself, and how when you're connected to earth, it will transform you in so many ways, that people that have had all these illnesses and diseases and imbalances, just by doing the grounding, they can overcome them. And I know for myself, I have this kind of energy where I was not very grounded when I came into this world. And so most of my life, my childhood, I was always kind of feeling it, like I was like scattered and kind of out of it. And so I learned over time how to ground myself and center myself, so my energy is not so scattered, and that I can be focused. And part of really what's helped me was grounding myself. So I know that when I have, because I'm an energy worker as well, so I take on a lot of things and I do a lot of things, and I always want to address my energy and make sure I'm in balance. So I just go out in nature. So I basically, in summer, in spring, summer and fall, I live in nature. I will take my shoes and socks off and spend all my time there in my garden. And I work out there as well. I'll do my meditations out there. I'll do my mindfulness out there. And I will spend time in nature and grounding myself every day that I can. weather permitting, I will do that. And that really helps me and just keeps me balanced. It's also good to help you clear yourself from all the EMFs and the radiation from your cell phones and from your computers, Wi-Fi that's all over the cell phone towers and such. It really is the way to do that. And I'm not really big on statistics as far as telling you things and memorizing them, so I can't even tell you what they are. But there is some kind of statistic out there where they basically say that if you take your shoes and socks off for a certain amount of time, it will eliminate these things from you. So it was just amazing. So when you go and watch the movie Earthing, you're going to get all kinds of statistics about what it does for you. But it really does help you with all the EMFs. And really, you know, if you watch little children when before they go to school, because they're conditioned in school, but before they go to school, you just watch kids, and they know things. They come in knowing things because they're so close to source. And my favorite thing is when I do my jewelry shows and the little kids come by, and they want to touch all the stones because they know about the stones. And I have these intelligent conversations with little kids that are like 5 to 8 years old, even sometimes 3 and 4. And they tell me all these things about stones that they know. And I just get a big kick out of it. It just brings so much joy to my heart. And they know a lot. And so these kids, they know what to do to be in balance, and they take their shoes and socks off, and they like to run in the grass and sit in the grass and dig in the earth and do all those things and look at the animals and play with, you know, the birds and the butterflies and things like that. That's their joy. Well, we can learn a lot from kids because they're so connected. And if we just watch them and just mimic them, we will find our way back to who we really are. So those are some of the things that I wanted to share with you today. I'd like to spend a little bit more time on the mindset part of it and answer any questions that I can for you as well. But just know that you really want to be more aware of everything that you do, everything that you think, everything that you feel. Be aware of your beliefs. Be aware of your patterns. Be aware of the programs that you've taken on without full consciousness as a child. You just took it on because your parents said it was true and your teacher said it was true and your grandparents said it was true and your neighbors said it was true and the TV said it was true. And you take it on and then only to find out what a ridiculous belief that was that I'm thinking. Why don't I think that? And why don't I have my own beliefs? You have your own guidance system. You have your intuition. You have the knowingness. And that is your guidance system that has all the answers. You have all the answers within you. And you know more about you than I know about you, or that the news knows about you, or your teachers know about you. So you're the person that has all the answers. And it's just a matter of you tapping in and getting your answers and connecting to the divine and spending time in nature and connecting to the divine, spending quiet time with yourself and asking questions and getting answers and reflecting over things and investigating and exploring and discovering and rediscovering who you really are. Because when you really step out of the movie and the picture of what's going on with, you know, the mainstream, if you step away. And I did that when I was in corporate America and I was working downtown, and I just stepped out of the picture and I looked at it like a movie, and it just hit me that I saw people running around like little ants doing the same thing at the same time every day, hopping the same bus every day, sitting down at the same place, seeing the same people on the bus, running to work, working with the same people, doing the same thing, going to the same place at lunch. I looked at it and I was like, this looks so absurd. This is crazy how we're doing the same thing. It's like monotony and we're not even realizing it, that everything is programmed and planned as far as you do this, then you do this, then you do this, then you do this. You go to school, you get a major, then you do a job, and that's it. And then most people don't like their job. And they talk about how much they can't wait for the weekend because they just don't like going to work. And then they go the weekend and they do these little fun things. And they think that that's their great life. They don't live their purpose. They don't do what they really, really, really want to do. And they're not really connected, and they're not satisfied because they're not being who they really are, and they're not living their purpose and why they're really here. And so I just encourage all of you to look at your life and just ask yourself some questions. And is this who I am as a divine being? Is this how I was created to be? And I always go back to this question that I always feel I get my best answers, is thinking about it from the perspective of how the divine created us. How did the divine create us for having our nutrition and our food and our health and the modalities that we use? Did the divine create us so that we have no awareness of how our body functions? We have no awareness of our food and what we need. We have no connection to our food whatsoever. We eat things that are stripped of nutrition. We're eating things that are toxic. Is that how the divine created us to be? Is that the way you really believe we're to live? And ask yourself that question in every way. And working, you know, I looked at it going, geez, we're supposed to work 9 to 5, you know, Monday through Friday. You go to Italy, you go to Europe, and you see that they have the afternoons off. They enjoy their life a little bit more than we do. Of course, they try to become Americans because they think we're so great, but they've got, you know, more time than we do. They have more off time. They have more vacation time. And you know, sometimes people get 1 week, and maybe even when they work for 10 years, they get another week vacation, and start looking at things like that. And are you really doing what you're here to do? And what are your talents? How do you want to use your talents? You know, so many people say, well, what I really want to do is this, but I can't do that because I can't make money, and I won't be having enough money to be making, you know, to have the things I want in my life. And that's like crazy, because, man, if you did what you really wanted to do or that you're really good at, you would be having a great life, and the money would just be flowing to you as well. So it's just all about your priorities, what's important to you, and are you fully aware and fully conscious of everything that you are doing in your life? And being, are you in a state of happiness and joy and peace and faith and peace and blissfulness and enlightenment? And are you free? Are you really, really free? So there's one question that I have here from last week that I want to answer. And it comes from Mary in Ontario. And she was saying, to what extent can we overcome these environmental toxins with our energy and intention? It's important that you set an intention every day for everything, you know, that you want to say. You set an intention to be eating the healthiest, most nutritional foods that are there for you, that are as nature had intended them to be. And then that'll lead you to that. You will always be eating that when you set your intention of that. But it's also your consciousness and your awareness. You really have to be aware. You have to take full responsibility, because you're not being told what's best for you, because you're being told what the corporations want you to have, because you're making money off of it. It's a business. Follow the money. Follow the money in everything. And realize that how we have been programmed and conditioned to be is not coming from a divine state. It's coming from corporate, government, and so on and so on. And so you've got to look at that. You've got to look at all those things and start taking full responsibility. Start with reading labels. So don't put any more toxins in your body. You know, we can only do what we can do. We can't stop those chemtrail planes. Well, we can, but I mean, right now we can't just say, okay, I'm not going to take that in because it's coming down from the skies. However, we can contact our congresspeople and refresh their memory that they work for us and they are told by us to push bills for us and for the good of us. And that they are not here to take orders from corporate America. But you've got to get aware, be very aware of what's going on with toxins. So first of all, don't drink tap water. Make sure it's filtered by something like a Berkey or a reverse osmosis or things like that. Be aware of bottled water because not all bottled water is good. So you can overcome these environmental toxins by not putting them in your body wherever you can. Don't take those perfumes that are in fragrances that are synthetic and chemicals that are, in sprays and fragrances or in things that you put into your wall for fragrance for your house or sprays that you spray in your house or things that you use for bug spray or lawn spray and things like that. Don't use that kind of stuff and tell your neighbors about it if they are in a very kind way, you know, that they are harming themselves by using this or their children or their dogs. So you can spread the word and stop buying this stuff. You know, I go to Home Depot and I see an end cap of Roundup and I'm like, why is this here? Do you realize what you're doing to our environment? You know, I shop here. I'm not going to support you if you keep buying this kind of stuff and putting it on your shelves for others. You know, we have to take a stand. We have to be the ones to stop it. So you have to take a stand. You've got to draw a line in the sand and you got to say, I'm not going to be part of this kind of thing. So you got to do that. The other thing is you have to detox. Everybody really needs to look at the fact that you take on a lot of toxins and you need to get them out of your body. Now, you were designed for them to come out naturally. However, because you are bombarded with them, your body can't keep up. It is so stressed and toxic, it can't keep up. So what's happening is your body is not able to eliminate them. And then you keep taking these toxins in and it keeps making you more and more toxic. So you have to detox. So that means that far infrared saunas are amazing. I have a little portable, it's not little, but it's a portable far infrared sauna. And I do that. You can take baths with Epsom salts. You can take baths with some pink salt inside. You can do it with baking soda. That will detox you as well. You can put some pine oil in there. That will detox you. So those are little things you can do. You can go to different modalities that detoxify you. You can have colonics. You can do enemas, coffee enemas. You can do things like that to detox you. You can take herbs that detox you. You can take protocols that detox you. You can work with a natural health person who can take you through a detox and help you detox. You start with a gut detox, and then you move on to the next level, which would be the liver gallbladder. So you have to do it in progression, but you need to detox yourself so you can overcome them. Now, with your energy, is you've got to feed yourself really good nutrition, and you have to feed yourself with the nutrients that you need and the minerals that you need so your body is performing at peak performance. So you need to do that and you can eliminate things much more, but ground yourself to eliminate things as well. Go in nature, do things like that, your own breath work that you do at home. Your intention is very important. Like I said, and setting your intention is important every day for everything that you desire. So I hope that answers your question, Mary in Ontario. And let me see if there's any other questions. I don't think I see any more questions here. I don't see any questions here. If there are any questions, let me know. But I'm going to have to be signing off now because I am in a training seminar and I do have another commitment here. But I wanted to talk about your energy and just really impress upon you the importance of taking full responsibility and being fully aware of everything. You've got to start and don't buy the stuff that has toxins. Talk to the store manager, the chains that we go to. Stop buying that stuff, you know, and then tell as many people as you can in a very kind and caring way about what's really going on so that they don't eat that stuff. Because don't forget, you know, we weren't always conscious. I wasn't always conscious. But when I was eating pretzels and stuff like that, it wasn't as bad as it is now. You know, the ingredients were not as bad. So they got bad in the 80s. And now the stuff is, like I said, I kind of consider it weaponized. So it's so toxic. So you just really have to be aware of that kind of stuff and do the best you can. Now, I can share my website with you, which is my GEMS website. My coaching website is really kind of like sitting on hold because I got to do a new website. So I don't necessarily send people to my coaching one because it is out of date. But if you want to reach out to me, you can reach out to me at this email, Joanne at, so it's J-O-A-N-N at J-O-A-N-N, last name is L-Y. Let me start again. The way to reach me is Joanne, J-O-A-N-N, at Empower, E-M-P-O-W-E-R, Coaching, C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G, Network, N-E-T-W-O-R-K.com. So Joanne at EmpowerCoachingNetwork.com. You can reach me there. If you want to check out my gemstones and look at those, you can reach me at, you can go to JoanneLysiakGems.com. And then you can contact me through my website and I can answer any questions. I can tell you more about my clearing sessions, my meditation sessions I do on Saturdays, and my group sessions that I do once a month, which are amazing to help you eliminate the programs and patterns and the false beliefs and so on and so on. And I can help you with nutrition as well. So if you need any help, just reach out to me, and I'd be more than happy to help you and work with you. And until then, be as conscious as you possibly can, be aware as you possibly can, research and look into everything that you put in your body, in your mind, and in your spirit. Remember, you are mind, body, and spirit, and you are divine in every way. And follow the divine truths and divine consciousness, and you will be blissfully happy and in peace and feel the love that is there for you. And I will talk to you next month. Thanks for joining. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.